You see, this passage today from Mark's gospel speaks of now, and then it also speaks of the not quite yet. It speaks of what's happening now and not quite yet. You see, there are moments in life when the curtain between the present and the future is drawn back, and we get to glimpse just for a moment what tomorrow might hold. It is a glimpse of truth, a glimpse of God that can see us through life. Think of a teenager playing basketball with his dad. His dad shoots and he misses. The boy steps back and he shoots and it's a perfect shot. For just a split second, which seems eternal, father and son contemplate the reality that the son, who was once taught by the father, is now better, a little greater than the father. You see, the father good-naturedly acknowledges that the son has made a better shot. The son smiles, but he doesn't answer. For one very small moment, both of them have been given a glimpse of the future. The day when the son takes his father's place. When the father moves to the other world and the son carries on. Seeing the future changes life just a little bit. A great theologian by the name of Frederick Buechner had taught for 5 years in his life, and then he went to New York City to become a writer. He was in turmoil about his future. He even considered leaving it all and joining the CIA or going into advertising. He was kind of just, he didn't know what to do with his life. He was at that crossroads. He was at that place when he had a great education, he had learned a great deal, and he was teaching. But something in his life was just not right. It was the first time in his life that he began to do something. He began to attend church regularly. And it occurred because, guess what? There happened to be a church on the street right down from where he lived whose preacher was the famous minister, George Buttrick. The moment came during one particular sermon that was preached by Reverend Buttrick. It came really around a few words that appeared in the sermon. When it was printed, those words were not there. Those words were not in what the man had put down to speak, but yet those words came out of his mouth that Sunday morning. And if they were meant just for Frederick Buechner himself, he said, as I sat there, those words were meant for me. Buechner says, on such holy threads hang the destiny of us all. You see, we all have mountaintop experiences, and of this text today suggests that Jesus is crowned again and again in the hearts of people who believe in Him. That inward coronation takes place among those words that Frederick Buechner heard that morning in that sermon. Confession, tears, and great laughter. That is a part of when our life, the great moments of our life, it says, such holy threads hang the destiny of us all. When we confess the things of our life, when we let go of those things, when we tell others about them, when we cry tears of brokenness, of heartache, of pain, of letting something go, sometimes tears of happiness. And when we have great laughter where we can share with our family and our friends and our community, those things in life. To say that Buechner that day was born again, as he says himself, is to say too much, because in many ways he remained quite the same. But he also said to say that he was born again is to say too little. He says this was a moment when something too precious to tell was glimpsed in the dusk like fireflies. Something that determined his whole life. Something changed his life that day. Something happened in those moments when he heard that inward coronation takes place. That means the inward celebration, the crowning moment of your life takes place when confession, tears, and great laughter take place. And it took place in his life, and his life changed. You see, Frederick Buechner's life, time stopped for him. Silence reigned. God steps forward with a vision, a power, a memory, which guides all the rest of our lives. For him that day, his life did change. He went back to school. He went to Union Theological Seminary. He became a Presbyterian minister. And he said, and I'm not, I hope Wanda's not in here, so I'm not going. He said, to think of everything that God spoke to me in a Presbyterian church. And that's what he said. He said, to even think that God spoke to me out of it all. And he went back and he learned and he done, and he has written book upon book upon book. He studied under folks like Paul Tillich, was one of his great theologians that he learned under. He got to listen to him. So many people that he learned from, that he listened to. But you see, in our lesson today from Mark's Gospel, that day on Mount Tabor, Peter and James and John knew